Welcome to the Williams Nikon YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Hi, Ruth.
No, this is Donna.
Oh, Donna.
I went to the WebEx, but it says you have to have a...
What?
I'm on the WebEx.
Oh, yeah.
But it says you have to have a password, and there's no password.
No, you don't have to have a password.
Oh, for success.
Yeah,
oh, no,
there you go.
That. Is that
yeah,
it's asking for a meeting number. There's no meeting number.
Just a minute. Let me...
Okay.
Let me go on here and tell you what I did. Okay, come on.
Maybe this is it. There it is.
Yeah, it
got
says
it.
In progress at 7.
I'm in it now. Okay, I know what I did.
Okay, good.
I got on it too soon.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm not hoarse.
You're what?
I'm not hoarse today.
Oh, good. Hey, did you email Ruth? I forgot to ask you yesterday. Did you email Ruth that outline of what you talked about yesterday?
I did.
Oh, good. Okay.
I did it yesterday after the call.
Okay, that's good. That's fine. Hey, by the way, do you have Fox News?
We do.
What did you say?
Yes, we do.
Well, this morning at 7:40 my time, which would be 3 hours ahead of that. I mean, you'd be 3 hours later.
Right.
In other words, right now, what time is it for you right now?
10 o'clock.
Okay, at 10:40 this morning on Varney and Company, which is Fox News Business. For me, that's Channel 206. Our daughter, Charlene, is going to be on there.
Oh, really?
She's talking about, she is heading I don't know, I guess it's a referendum or something that has a political term. And it's on the ballot this year to rescind all property tax in North Dakota.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, if you wanted to see what she had to say, well, you could listen.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm going to be off this call right
now. Me, Karen.
What was that?
Me too. Did you say 7:40?
Yeah, 7:40. And, you know, she was on there once before, a month or so ago. And, boy, let me tell you, when they give you the time, it's that time, and she has maybe 5.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what call you're talking about. This is good morning.
Oh, well, Charlene is going to be on Varney and Company this morning. You know, there's Fox News, and then there's Fox News Business.
Mm-hmm.
And Varney is on Fox News Business. And Charlene will be on there at 7:40 this morning. So, believe me, I'm going to be off this call on time.
Okay.
Because I want to see what she says.
Fox News on TV or on the radio?
It's television.
And it's Fox Business Channel. Fox Business Channel, not the news.
That's right. It's not Fox News. It's Fox Business Channel.
What do we have? DirecTV, do you know the number of that channel?
For me, I'm on Dish Network, and it's Channel 206.
I'm not on that one anymore. Okay, I'll find it.
Yeah. Anyway, yesterday, I don't know how many of you want to hear all this, but yesterday she was on, she testified in front of the Chamber of Commerce, and she was also on a talk radio show. And the talk radio show host had been against this referendum, and after she got to talking with him, he said, "You have made a believer of me." And then pretty soon other people came on, you know, that have people calling in. And people after people would call in and say how much they were supporting this. But when you hear it generally in the news, well, it sounds like everybody in the world is against it. Of course, the powers that be are always against you taking away their money.
Okay, that's exciting. Well, we better get started then. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to introduce our speaker for the day, Diamond Mary Lou Reardon. Yay, Mary Lou.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Wednesday, and those of you that were on here last week know that I wanted to really kind of talk about my day. I kind of want to talk about our commitment and why we're doing this, and also I do want to know how everybody, you know, is feeling. How do you feel when you do stick to your commitment? And to just give you, some of you I think are new, to give you just a little bit of my background, why I'm on this program, is that, I feel that Larry and I both have, good genes, but we probably haven't taken as good a care of our bodies as we should have. And so the first of the year, we had just decided that 2012 was going to be our healthiest year ever. And that's because 2011 wasn't the healthiest for us. So we just decided that we're going to take charge of our own health. And Ruth has made a cute little slide about the friend that went to the doctor because that friend had this inflammation and lumps all over her body. And that friend happened to have been me, and I went through terrible, lots of tests. I mean, scans and MRIs, and finally down to a biopsy. And when they came back, they said I had an inflammation of fat. Well, they were testing me for a lot of other things. Then they wanted to send me to some more doctors, get some more tests, send me to the university before a panel of doctors and all of that. And I said, gee, if this is caused by inflammation, I think I'll do some things and change my diet. And this one doctor who had been a doctor for almost, I would say she said 35 or 40 years, said, geez, I wouldn't do anything so drastic, like find out what's causing this first. He thought my changing my diet was drastic. And so I guess you know that I didn't go back there, and I didn't follow through at going to the university. And it didn't happen overnight because I don't think the inflammation had happened overnight. But the lumps are gone, and it's really been just because I did take charge of my health. And it is not very assuring to go to a doctor, and I mean, I had gone to like 10 of them. When they all look at you and you've got these lumps all over you, and they're all rolling their eyes saying, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. And at that time I thought I was eating pretty healthy, but apparently inflammation is huge. I still don't know where it came from. There had to have been something in my diet that I was eating that caused that to happen. And so the doctor said, don't do anything so drastic. The drugs. There were three ways to treat this. One was with a low dose antibiotic. Or if that didn't work, it was a steroid. Or if that didn't work, it was a low-dose chemotherapy. So I'm glad that I made the choice to take charge of my health and start looking at eating more foods that were anti-inflammatory or more alkaline. And, you know, I was doing that, and I was doing it by myself, and I didn't have a whole bunch of choices of food because, I wasn't spending hours and hours and hours trying to figure this out. So I was so grateful when Ruth put this program together and came up with the chart and went to, I don't think anything happens by accident, and she ended up getting that book and going to that class and learning all this stuff and then calls me up and says that she's going to do this call. Well, I at first didn't even want to be a speaker on the call because I was worried that, you know, maybe it would go, well, for one thing, I was afraid that it would completely eliminate certain foods in my diet, which I believe all the foods, you know, have for me, and that's because I've had to learn to listen to my own body. All foods, I think, have, or there are a lot of foods, even in this acidic side, that are beneficial to my body. And the key is just making sure that I'm getting more balance if I'm going to have something that's in that acidic area, such as my fish. And by the way, I don't eat a lot of fish. I've cut it way, way back. But I eat more of the alkaline to more or less balance it. And that really is key. So I started out on this program reluctant, sitting in the background listening, and now I've come here to doing this call for Mary Dean because she had to step back from it. So I guess I've always said, and Ruth said it for years, you have to listen to your body, you have to listen to your body, and I know all of you on here are learning that as well. So thank you, Ruth, for putting this together, and thank you for your hard work making these charts so much easier for us. And go ahead.
Oh, I have been going to ask you, one of the words you said when you're telling the things that the doctor suggested, the last one, it cut out or something right there, and I couldn't hear it, but it probably is important. I know it was probably bad.
It was chemotherapy.
I sort of suspected that.
Yeah, it's chemotherapy. So, low-dose chemotherapy. Thankfully, I had found another doctor. I actually found a skin doctor, and he didn't want to do any of those things. And so he was willing to work with me. That was after I left the clinic with all the specialists. So that's where we're at now.
That was very good.
So, yes?
I wanted to make a little announcement. Would you please mute your phones if you have any noise in the background? I should say that every week. And somebody's got a radio or TV going on, and I can hear that in the background.
Can you hear my voice?
Yes. Star 6 to mute.
Oh, I thought I got star 6. And apparently, yeah, but my telephone has, when I touch the wire, it has an interference, so I'll do star 6 again. That's his Earth phone.
Yeah,
I thought I did that it didn't take apparently.
If you have absolutely no noise at your house, you do not need a star 6 unless I say something that I'm hearing. But I appreciate that. Thank you. And
okay.
Thanks. The noise is gone. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Okay, so then I'm going to go back to the thing here where I just decided that I was going to take charge of my own health and listen to my body and made the decision that I was going to do this program and made the decision that this was the year that I was going to get healthy. And so what we talked about last week was some things that I thought had I had heard on a call about our business, this book, Million Dollar Year, that there were three things that we needed to do. And I thought, wow, this is very, very fitting, not only for our business, but also for our health. And so all of you jumped on, or also have, are on this program, and I got to applaud you for that and tell you I'm grateful that you're here because you are a lot of support for me every day. But in that book it said, what do you want? The first question was, what do you want? And the second question was, what price are you willing to pay? And then the third thing was, pay it. So I thought that that was real fitting for this program as well, because it does take time to, it takes more time to prepare food, and it takes more time, I think, to shop and really, you know, think about this. I love the Karen Eastwood telling us or suggesting that we print off that alkalinity chart and make it smaller. I carry mine in my wallet, so, you know, when I'm looking at foods, I do try to get the more alkaline things. And we printed that off and or shrunk it down, printed it off, and carry it in our purse. I've actually got mine in my wallet. So those, I guess, are that's kind of where we are now. And I love to hear from the people on the call why they got in the program. And because I know that this is a time commitment for you, and as well as it isn't always easy to get the tens that we've got on this chart. As I reported yesterday, I averaged sevens last week, and that mainly was because I wasn't eating my snacks. Oh, one more thing I would like to say. Yesterday, I told everybody I wasn't going to do the gluten thing. That was another thing. I wasn't going to go off of gluten. So I'm only off of gluten now for 2 days. But I honestly believe that I feel better. Yesterday we went out and played 2 hours of pickleball again. Now I think that's pretty good for somebody that's our age. And being able to run around a court like a couple of young kids for 2 hours. And I should be really stiff and sore today. And the only reason I think I'm not is probably because I have been off that gluten. I don't know how that could work so fast, but it's just another case of listening to your body. If it's not the gluten, then I ate really alkaline yesterday. So Ruth's got the chart up here, and I love this because it's real simple, and some people go into detail about their journaling. I just jot it down on the back of my sheet. Because I think journaling is the hardest part. That's another commitment. But the whole thing is, in these little squares, my meals are pretty simple. And I can usually write what we have for our meals. If not, I'll write them on the back of the sheet. But basically, the next morning we'll say, gee, how did you feel, Mary Lou? How did you feel the day before? And we both have been feeling really great. Okay, the first thing up here is the Bimag water, and it says 8 plus 8 ounce servings, but really what we're supposed to have is half of our body weight in ounces. So if a person weighed 150 pounds, they should drink 75 ounces of water a day. And I have little pennies in a little dish, and it's a spoon thing for double spoons, and I just move a penny from one side to the other when I have my water. And I have two size glasses, 16 and 20 ounce glasses, so I've always got water with me. I loved it when somebody mentioned the other day having that water at night, because it will prevent strokes. I think that was very, very good information for me. I was glad to hear that. And I do drink some water in the evening. And then getting our sleep, of course. And Mary Helen was, I remember when she was an RN and she wasn't sleeping. She had sleep problems for many, many, many years. And when she was first introduced to Nikan, her husband got the products and got that sleep system, and she just getting a decent night or getting a good night's sleep for the first time probably in her life, because I think as a teenager she even had sleep apnea, she dropped 37 pounds in just, do you remember, Ruth, wasn't it something like 3 months?
I don't remember the time period, but I do remember it was about 36
months. And that was the only thing she changed, was she was getting good sleep. And then the exercise, I think Ruth has here 30 minutes, and most of us that are, I know I am overweight, I need to have at least that 30 minutes. We're working more towards the hour a day of exercise. And then, of course, taking our nutritionals. And Nikan has such a wonderful supply of alkaline nutritionals. And Ruth's got several of them listed here. I couldn't live without my Jade Greenzymes or my Siaga and my progesterol, because I take all of these, but the progesterol is a made from bergamot fruit, which has been, it's been stated that that is nature's statin. So isn't it better to be taking that progesterol than a statin drug? I know I'm trying to stay off of, I'm trying to stay off of drugs. Oh, that was the other thing. In January, I had a physical, and the numbers didn't look very good, and the doctor was talking about some kind of meds, and I just started babbling about how I was, walking, I was getting exercise, I just had gone on a healthy eating plan, reduced my calories, and he turned around, looked at me, and said, "So what you're saying is you want me to give you 90 days?" And I said, "Yes." So next month I go back. So I've really been committed to stay on this because I don't want to have to take drugs, you know, unless it's absolutely necessary. And absolutely, Ruth, is that stuck on osteodense for a reason?
And calcium.
And calcium, yeah. Osteodense and calcium. And that osteodense is carrying our nutrients, our calcium, all around to the areas of our body where it's needed the most. And it absolutely, I know that, pardon me?
Anytime our blood is out of balance, is acidic, it takes calcium right out of our bones. And so calcium is the number one, really.
Yeah. Okay.
Acidifier. But we notice it most with the Greenzymes.
Well, it works quick. But I do take osteodense and the calcium and the lactoferrin gold as well. And that could very well be when I took that terrible fall here a couple of weeks ago that I just was positive when I, as I laid on the ground, I was feeling so sorry for myself. I was positive I probably broke something, and I was amazed when I stood up and realized that I was a little embarrassed, but and I had a couple of sore spots, but I was able to still walk home. So that, I know, is the years of, you know, good water, good sleep, and definitely the osteodense and lactoferrin and calcium that this wonderful nutrition you can have. So I've kind of babbled on and on, told you this is kind of why I've done it, and I've really been committed to the program for selfish reasons, because I definitely want to have this be my, you know, my healthiest year so far. And so I'd like to hear from some of the rest of you what, you know, why, what was the reason? What was the decision? What decision did you make? Why did you get on the program? And you know, why are you here every morning? I guess.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
When you hurt as much as a person hurts with fibromyalgia, you know you got to change something. And last fall when I was down visiting some of our children in Utah, I had a chiropractor tell me, when I explained to him all the places I hurt, he said, "Karen, you're full of inflammation." And then he's the one who first introduced to me this concept of eating certain foods to reduce your inflammation. Well, his approach to trying to show me how to do this was not, I didn't really comprehend it. And here I came home from there, and Ruth had this program in her head and was planning it, and I thought, wow, if that isn't an experience extremely wonderful blessing to have this all happen, where this one fellow got me to thinking about what I was going to do, and then Ruth has the plan. And I was just thrilled that she was coming up with something that I could do to help myself feel better. And that's the whole reason why I'm here. And, of course, a side effect of doing that is that I have my family now learning about this. And are they living it? No, but at least they know that there's something that they ought to be looking at. And I said to my grandson yesterday, I said, Chet, he was talking about, we were talking about being old and how I hurt and how he's young and he doesn't hurt. And I said, yeah, but Chet, would you like to be as old as I am and not hurt? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, there's certain rules you have to obey. And if you do that, it's amazing how your body will take care of you. And I said, and you won't have to hurt like your grandma does. So anyway, hopefully I'll be able to get some of my family to understand these concepts.
That is wonderful. I was reading a little bit here, you know, Arthur Agaston, he's the author of that South Beach Wake Up Diet, South Beach Diet Wake Up or whatever it's called, and he said if you start a healthy diet in childhood, heart attacks are almost completely preventable. And I when I read that, Karen, I thought about you and how you are introducing this to your grandchildren, and we owe it to our kids, don't we, with the GMO, with all the toxins, with everything that's out there. I mean, we really, really have to pay more attention now than ever before. But he went on to say that even if we're down to small armies worth of French fries, cleaning up our diet as an adult can still have a profound effect. And studies have shown that up to 70% of heart disease can be averted with the right regimen. According to Walter Willett, an MD of nutrition at Harvard School, he says, is diet alone as powerful as drugs? He said, no, it's much more powerful. Dr. Willett says, statins, the most effective single medications for reducing heart disease, can only cut that risk by 25 to 30%. And you'd need a cabinet full of prescription drugs. He said, and I went over a little bit of this with Ruth. Yesterday, I think this would be a good time to kind of cover this, because yesterday so many people were talking about blood pressure. That's another thing that I need to be aware of. And Dawn, I want to thank you for, you know, putting that little book together, because I'm going to, today, I've got my book already started, but today I'm going to make sure that I am more conscious of taking my blood pressure. Oranges, you guys, reduce blood pressure. It's said that oranges contain a pharmacy's worth of salves for the heart. The soluble fiber pectin acts like a giant sponge, sopping up cholesterol in food and blocking its absorption, just like a class of drugs known as bile acid sequestrants. The potassium in oranges helps counterbalance salt, helping blood pressure, keeping it under control. But then it says citrus pectin helps neutralize a protein called galactan 3 that causes scarring of heart tissue, leading to congestive heart failure, a condition that is often difficult to treat with drugs. 20% of Americans over 50 have high galactan 3. Whatever that thing, galectin-3. In a 2009 study showed that a diet high in fruits and vegetables decreased the risk of heart failure by 37%. The pectin is contained in the pulp and the pith. You'll get more of it in juice with the pulp. Or better yet, eat your oranges instead of drinking orange juice. And you know, I've not been a person that's eaten a lot of oranges. So Larry likes them. We usually buy oranges for him and apples for me, but I'm going to definitely eat some more oranges. And of course, garlic.
reduces blood pressure. We've heard that. It also reduces plaque. These are all doctors. The lentils. Remember I mentioned the other day that I found that lentil soup that had absolutely nothing bad in it at all. And this, with the lentils, there was an international study of over 12,763 people in the United States, Japan, and six European countries for 25 years. And the results were tallied. Legumes, such as lentils, were associated with an 82% reduction in the risk of death from heart disease. The reasons include not only lean vegetable protein and fiber, but also folate, magnesium, and potassium. So we definitely want our lentils. Ruth talks about her wonderful recipe for her rice, and she puts lentils in there. The folate, magnesium, potassium. Magnesium, nature's own calcium channel blocker, type of drug that fights hypertension. So see, we can get healthy with the foods that we eat. And there's a couple of other things in here, but those were the main things for the blood pressure. So I wanted to make sure that we knew about that, everybody knew about that. And I also heard several on several different places now that anybody who is prone to stroke should eat white flesh fruits and vegetables. So that would be like apples and pears and the white squashes, rutabagas, that kind of stuff that has the white flesh. So if anybody is prone to strokes.
I'm wondering if anybody here on this call is prone to gout, because I'm finding some of the things, this is Earth Song, I am, and I suffer from it very badly from time to time. And the lentils and split peas are not good for gout. I'm having to go through this list of food and find out what is purine producing. Because,
uh-oh.
Yeah, because gout is caused by uric acid crystals getting in your joints. And things that produce purines makes your blood content have more uric acid. So that's just a little warning for gout people there, that not everything that is low anti-inflammation is good for your gout.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Earth Song. See, there we go again. I mean, we all are all so special. God didn't put us all together the same, and so
that's right.
There again, we need to listen to our own bodies, and this is definitely a wonderful guide for us. And there are some things there that are alkaline that I probably will never want to eat. Okay, does anybody have any last-minute things here? Because I know that we are at the bottom of the hour, and we want to try to keep these calls as close to the 30 minutes as possible.
Mary Lou, I want to tell you that your explanation of how you exercise has really been an inspiration for me. And yesterday I went walking out in the snow. We had a blizzard going on, and I was walking with my granddaughter, and she's kind of giggling. She says, "Grandma, you got snow all through your hair." And I said, "Well, so do you."
Oh.
You are so good at helping us to visualize what we ought to be doing. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Karen. It certainly is a lot easier to be walking here right now this time of the year, but you know, in the summer when you guys are walking and it's 115 here and I'm not outside.
Or Mary Lou.
Yeah. So anyway, I appreciate that very much, Karen, because, you know, it was hard for me to get out and go, and that was another thing I said, you know, it made me feel guilty. I thought, gee, I can't take all that time and go out for a walk. But you know what? I had to. And as I said, it started out, I was miserable at 30 minutes. I could not stand it. I could hardly wait to get home at 30 minutes. And now it's, most of the time it's an hour
And it's now, you know, we've managed to increase that. And by the way, my husband, who walks with me, was told many years ago he had the start of emphysema. And when we first started walking, times he could not keep up with me, and he'd tell me to just keep going. But now here's my husband, 71, out there walking with me, and sometimes I have to ask him if he could just slow it down a little bit. So we can take charge of our health, you guys, no matter what they tell us we have. So
that is awesome, Mary Lou. That is very
I know.
What a good call you've had today. We learned so much. I just really appreciate what you guys all bring to the call, and others that add some tidbits here and there. I think that's just very helpful. We can write our own book together. So thank you very much, and we've got another thing that we want to watch on Fox Business was Karen's daughter is going to be on there. So if you want to see her and what she's really working for, helping us be more free with our constitution. So she's going to be speaking on this Fox Business. So we're excited to go and hear it. And thank you for calling in today. And I'll be on here with some more information with you tomorrow. Again, thank you, Mary.
Oh, thank you. And don't forget the PC call at 9 o'clock, Karen and Ruth.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, you guys. Karen, don't forget to read your email.
What?
Okay.
Your email.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.